This is Rabbi Nathanael Bruin, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Wednesday, July 4th, 2018. We will learn the third and fourth Mishnayos in the 15th chapter of Mishnah Yevamos. In honor of July 4th, everyone should have a happy celebratory July 4th. We have two more relatively uncomplicated Mishnayos. Mishnah Gimel. Right, so we go back to yesterday's conversation. Right, a woman comes and says that my husband has died, so we believe her. Right, she can get remarried, she can do Yibum. So Beit Shammai says, well, what about the Ksuva? Is she believed to collect her Ksuva money? So Beit Shammai Amrim Tinase Betitol Ksuvasa. Beit Shammai says she gets married and she gets her Ksuva from her husband's estate. Beis Hillel Omrim, Beis Hillel says no, Tinase Velo Titol Ksuvasa. You can get remarried, but you can't take the ksuva money. So Amar Lahem Beis Shammai. So Beis Shammai says to Beis Hillel, hold on a minute. He taratem erva chamura. You allowed her, right, the erva, which is the relationship prohibited by the Torah of a married woman being with another guy. Right, that produces a mamzer. It's punishable by death. That's right. That's pretty bad. If on her testimony you're willing to allow the erva chamura, this very stringent, serious potential prohibition, lo tatira et mamon akal, you're not going to let her take the ksuva money. What's even if that's, you know, she's lying and it's theft, if you're willing to let her potentially violate having, you know, having a married Jewish woman having an affair, of course you're going to give her the money. If we believe her for the serious one, you got to believe her for the less serious one. If we believe her, says Beis Shammai, which we do, we believe her. Amr Lahen Beis Hillel. So Beis Hillel says, that's fair, but my counterpoint. Matzinu she'en ha'achim nichnasal nachla al piha. Right, fascinatingly, Beis Hillel says, we actually find she is not believed in monetary law. The brothers cannot inherit their brother, her husband's estate based on her testimony. Right, so in order to allow a woman to get remarried, she shouldn't be eternally chained. Right, the Chachamim allow her to be remarried, but they don't allow the brothers to inherit. So what do you see, says Beis Hillel? You see that you can be believed on the more serious, right, and not on the less serious. Right, you're believed on the erva, you're not believed on the money. Right, and Beis Hillel would tell you that the reason that this is so is because there is a greater need to believe the woman and allow her to remarry than to allow the brothers to, or even she, to collect the ksuva money. So Amar Lahem Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai said back, okay, right, point, counterpoint, point. V'halomi sefer ksuvasa nilmod. We can actually, I can prove to you that I'm right from the text of the ksuva itself. Shehu kosev la. He writes to her, She'im tinasi la'acher, that if you marry somebody else, titli mashikasav lichi, you should take what I have written to you. Interesting, that's actually not in our standard ksuvas today, but it was then. It says in the ksuva, if you marry somebody else, take the money. V'chazru beis hillel lahoros kidivrei beis shammai. So beis hillel went and they reversed their opinion, just like they did yesterday. And they paskin like Beis Shammai. So here you have a fascinating case, and that is, she can remarry, she can take the ksuva money, but the brothers cannot inherit. Right? Interesting. Mishnah Dalet. Right, so we're talking about, she comes home and she says, you know, Meis Baali, my husband has died. It's not only her. Right? Says the Mishnah, Hakol ne'emanin lahaida. Not just her. Everybody is believed, right? Other men, other women, right? They're believed. One witness here is believed. Especially, we want to make sure a woman can get remarried. She shouldn't remain in Aguna. So everyone's believed to tell her, listen, I'm very sorry, but your husband has passed away. With the following exceptions. Chutz, Mechamosa, her mother-in-law. Bas Chamosa, her mother-in-law's daughter, i.e. her sister-in-law, Vitzarasa, her co-wife, V'yevimta, right, her quasi-co-wife, right, if the brother died, had no kids, and her husband married, right, the Yavam. So now it's a co-wife, but through Yibum. Ubas Ba'ala, her husband's daughter, right, a stepdaughter. Those are not believed, right? They're not believed for the following reason. Not because we don't want to help the woman, but we think that they are out to get her. Right, the mother-in-law, the daughter-in-law, the sister-in-law, the co-wife, what are they going to do? They're going to come and say, listen, honey, I'm really sorry, but, you know, my son, your husband died, and they cried together, and she goes and gets remarried, and then he comes home. Right, they lied to her, but once she slept with somebody else, she's prohibited to her husband. So they hate her, right? The co-wife hates her, the Yavama hates her, the mother-in-law, the sister-in-law, the stepdaughter. Everybody hates this woman, so they trick her. And they tell her that the husband died, so she'll go and be with somebody else, and she can't go back to the husband. So they, we do not believe them to say, to testify that the husband has died. Ma ben get lemisa. What's the difference between death, where they're not believed, and a get, where they are allowed to bring the get? Right, they are believed in that case. Even though they are these, potentially hating women, with certainly the potential for bad relationships, they're allowed to bring the get, but they're not allowed, which again will release her, but they're not allowed to testify about his death. What's the difference? Says the Mishnah, Shehaksav Mochiach. In the case of a get, there's an additional element. The get itself proves that this is right. In the case of death, it's simply their testimony, and therefore they're not believed. What happens? Eid Omer Meis, Venise. So one witness comes and says he died. And then she goes and she gets remarried. Uba Acher, and then another guy comes, Amar Lo Meis, and he says, no, just kidding, she didn't die, he didn't die. Hare Zu Lo Teitse. She does not have to leave the second husband. Once she did it with permission, and there was a proper witness, if one witness comes later, that's not sufficient to overrule anything. But what happens? Eid Omer Meis, Ushnayim Omrim Lo Meis. So one witness comes and says he died, and she gets remarried. Then two come and say he didn't die. Right? We were there that day, and that's not what happened, and the guy walked away, and etc. Even if she got remarried, she's got to leave that second husband, because as much as we rely on one witness to help the woman, two witnesses in Judaism is two witnesses. It establishes truth, and we have a problem. Shnayim omrim meis. If two people say he died, ve'ed omer lo meis, and one witness says, no, he didn't die, afal pi shaloni says, even though she is not yet married to somebody else, tinase, she should go ahead and get married. But here is the reverse. Two witnesses set truth in Judaism. Right? We believe those two witnesses. The one witness who comes is totally irrelevant. They're believed to say he died. And even if she's not yet, remarried, she should go ahead based on the testimony of those two witnesses and get remarried. That concludes our learning for today. Please come back. Join me tomorrow.